Next, I would like to talk about a phase 2 trial investigating dostarlimab in mismatch repair deficient rectal cancer. The trial was presented by Dr. Andrea Sersek of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, USA. Locally advanced rectal cancer is treated with a combination of chemotherapy, radiation, and optional surgery, with all its costs and life-altering consequences, said Dr. Sersek. Patients with mismatch repair deficient rectal cancer are relatively resistant to chemotherapy, but are responsive to checkpoint inhibitors. The current phase 2 study aimed to assess whether neoadjuvant PD-1 inhibition may be able to replace chemotherapy, chemo and radiation therapy, or chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery in patients with mismatch repair deficient rectal cancer. For this purpose, 30 patients received dostarlimab for 6 months, followed by a radiologic and endoscopic evaluation. If a clinical complete response was achieved, a wait-and-see approach was installed with 4 monthly follow-up visitations. If residual disease was detected, patients received chemoradiation. After completion of this therapy, another evaluation would decide if surgery was needed. The primary objectives were the overall response rate of PD-1 blockade with or without chemoradiation and the pathologic or clinical complete response rate at 12 months after PD-1 therapy with or without chemoradiation. Spectacularly, all 14 patients that have been analyzed to date reach a clinical complete response on the dostarlimab therapy alone. Moreover, the responses were ongoing in all assessed patients after a median follow-up of 6.8 months. Furthermore, no grade 3 or 4 adverse events were reported in these patients. According to Dr. Sersek, PD-1 inhibition may eliminate the need for chemotherapy and radiation in patients with early-stage mismatch repair deficient rectal cancer and may rapidly translate to areas without access to modern chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Based on the data of this study, off-protocol use of neoadjuvant immunotherapy in this population is likely to occur, expected Dr. Kimi Ngu of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in the USA, who commented on this late-breaking abstract. Dr. Ngu commented that the results are spectacular, but that larger sample sizes, longer follow-up time, and results from other endpoints are needed before standard of care may be changed in this population.